Every week during the NFL season, and often not during the NFL season, we go through NFL power rankings on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We always use NFL.com, the theory being they'll be the least hot takey because they're just on the league's website. Like they're not desperate for clicks on NFL.com. Everybody's going there anyway. There's zero debate about number one, right?
No.
Kansas City.
They're 100% that.
Who's number two?
Number two is going to be the 49ers.
About Detroit?
I was going number three with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's what NFL.com did also. Mm-hmm. Niners and then Lions. They all looked good, though.
Yeah.
And maybe the
Think
Lions
about this, though.
Didn't look as good.
San Francisco kicked six field goals, and they won the game going away.
Yeah.
They scored two of those touchdowns. If they get two touchdowns, 33% of those field goals were touchdowns. It looks like they might be the best team in the NFL.
If you take – I'm going to try to do this math live on the radio. So if you're driving, prepare yourself.
Get ready for some mistakes, people.
So they scored 32. So you take six off, gets you to 26. You add 14 to that. All of a sudden, that final score is 40-19.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Imagine if it was three field goals.
It looks totally different,
right?
Man. It looks totally different.
And that last touchdown, I mean, God bless Tyrod for, you know, you get in the game, you try your hardest. But, like, it was basically 32-13 at like a minute left. Detroit looked good. Stafford was kind of carving them up a little bit. Stafford's also really good.
But I'll just say this. Cup is going to get open no matter what. And I think that is one thing where I hear people talking about the shorter range passes and things closer. Stafford to Cup doesn't go very long down the field very often. The yards come after the catch. He runs a lot of those, you know, he runs a lot of option routes. He runs around going across, but boom, come back out of it. 5 yard pass, boom, hit him. He runs 5 yards, 10 yards. That happens all the time. So let's stop thinking that every throw has to be 15 yards in the air, 20, 30 yards in the air. The object of the game is get first downs.
Right.
Keep moving the ball down the field. And I think that's what we have to get into that because we can have completion. Then here come the complaints about, oh, he didn't throw it down the field. Who cares? Tom Brady didn't throw it down the field very often. He threw it down the field once you started creeping up.
Right. So 1, 2, 3 goes Chiefs, Niners, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, I got a question for you. Philadelphia Eagles travel to Brazil and beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, I think, turned it over three times. The Baltimore Ravens went to Kansas City and lost to the Chiefs. Who's a better team?
Yeah, think about this. When you turn the ball over three times to the next heir apparent is supposed to be good and Jordan Love and the Packers, and you still beat them, that's not a bad team.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the ultimate thing is after the game was over, we kept saying, well, you know, that's not the recipe. If Lamar's going to do that every game, they're not going to win many games because he's going to get hurt.
I agree with that.
Because he was lowering his shoulders on people.
Yeah, I think he was a little amped up probably for the moment. I tell you what, did you notice the kid Baun, B-A-U-N, on the Eagles?
Dude can play.
He had 15 tackles and 2 sacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that isn't a one-off, like if that dude –
If he could play like that.
If Fangio has found him the right role and everything.
Whew. But, like, they talked a lot about him all the way from back in the college. All he did is make plays. So, what if this is his – I've finally figured it out, crossed that hump. He comes back with another game with double-digit tackles in the next two games, then you can start to believe it.
Fair. I'll round out the top 10 here. So they go Eagles, Ravens, Texans, Bills, Cowboys, Dolphins, Bengals. Bengals get to stay that high even after kind of ugly.
They score 10 points.
Now, they tend to start ugly. Like in 22, Burrow threw 4 picks in that opener, and they ended up in the AFC title game. The Bengals are an enigma, man. Yeah. They exist in their own little universe, and I don't know what's going on with Jamar Chase and all that. Like, I don't know. I will give you my Bengals opinion after, like, 8 weeks.
All right.
I haven't scrolled yet. Before I scroll, a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be lower in the power rankings? We know the Eagles are 4, the Cowboys are 9, I believe. The Cowboys are 8.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be lower in the power rankings, the Giants or the Commanders?
Should be the Giants.
I'm scrolling, 16, Tampa Bay. This is kind of interesting because they just played Washington. They write, new offensive coordinator Liam Cohen had the Midas touch in his first game, as Baker Mayfield and his receivers were simpatico all afternoon against Washington. Mike Evans hauled in 2 touchdown catches with a revitalized Chris Godwin and rookie Jalen McMillan, each snagging one of their own. That the performance came against the Commanders and the rebuilding defense must be
known. I don't believe in this odd thing anymore.
Do you think they could be 30-31?
It's possible.
Well, I'm at 25 and haven't seen them.
Okay.
26, Tennessee Titans.
Mm.
27, New England Patriots, who are 1-0. 1-0 and ranked 27. It's kind of tough.
That's not good.
Ooh, this is getting ugly, B. 28, Denver Broncos. Listen, we always use NFL.com. We don't think they're the hot takiest. We've gotten to 28, and we haven't seen Washington yet or New York. Who's lower? Commanders or the Giants in the latest NFL.com power ranks? We'll tell you when we come back.